Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Remember, you can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO. That, Denise, you know the number is 855-LAW-RADIO or
855-529-7234.
That's exactly right. And if you want to call in, we're going to follow up. We talked about the Supreme Court and churches. You know, usually we were always told we need to end the segment and start with something new. I want to follow through with that because I want to read something that Chief Justice Roberts said. So in hour two, we're going to talk a little more about the Supreme Court, what it came down with in its ruling last night, concerning churches and the closure for COVID-19 by Governor Gavin Newsom of the churches. Actually, not the closure, the restrictions on the church. We're going to talk about that. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Again, we do everything we can to have this fun, entertaining, and a little bit informative. But what we're probably the most important thing that's happening this week for us at Radio Law Talk is the opportunity for Todd Cunin to be able to win at Case or No Case due to the fact that he's only 4 points away from victory, in which if he guesses the next two Case or No Cases, the one this hour and the one next hour, then guess what? Todd Cunin will win, and we will have to buy him dinner at McDonald's or his choice, which would probably be McDonald's.
I just gave Fred a cheer, just trying to give him some hope.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying. But anyway, let's just roll the Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
And now, Case or No Case. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Paul Nickel was a policeman, a patrolman, if you will. His friends called him Patrolman Paul, pejoratively. Paul didn't like that. You know, Patrolman Paul, he disliked it so much that one time one of his friends at the Kiwanis Club, a roughneck, Jorge Friebel, got a little aggressive using that term with the whiny voice and all, and Nickel took offense and they put their fists up. He just didn't like it. He was irritated to the point where finally Mr. Nickel's patience ran out. But he had a plan. He knew where Friebel and his buddies liked to imbibe adult beverages after work, sometimes to the excess. So one Friday night, when Friebel and his friends, who were all oil rig roughnecks, when Friebel and his friends were out drinking, Patrolman Paul kept a wary eye out at the Elbow Room bar. And at about closing time, he went out and waited carefully until Friebel left. And as soon as the tires of Friebel's F-150 hit the roadway, Patrolman Paul lit him up, pulled him over and demanded to see his papers, had him perform a field sobriety test, which Mr. Friebel seemed to have failed. He really shouldn't have been driving. He blew a .09, and Nickel hauled Friebel to jail and had him booked for DUI. In court, Mr. Friebel said it was a clear case of selective enforcement, that Patrolman Paul had a bad day and took it out on him. Guilty, said the judge. If you wish to pursue your complaint, it is a civil matter. You did the crime, now just do the time. Time served, the weekend, and an $1,800 fine. So Mr. Friebel immediately sought counsel, and I ask you, Todd Cunin, this is right up your alley, case or no case?
Well, Friebels wobble, but they don't fall down.
What's that, Purvis? Anyway,
yes. Yeah, Patrolman Paul, this is starting to sound...
Pee-pee, better known as Pee-pee.
Yes, it's just starting to sound like a... It sounds like an episode of Handy Manny or Thomas the Train.
Or Bob the Builder, yeah.
Right. Bob the Builder, don't build drinking, you know. So, okay, this is what I... Okay, as a criminal defense attorney, I've got a real issue with this, because was he represented during the criminal trial? Because you said he consulted an attorney afterwards.
I don't know that he had an attorney when he went into the court for the drunk driving charges.
Okay.
I don't know that.
Yeah. So I'll go out on a limb. I know I'm close to winning, you know, and but it's close. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say this, that ultimately Friebel wins. And the case, the criminal case, is reversed and tossed based upon a theory that the officer had no reasonable suspicion to initiate the traffic stop, the detention, and thereafter be able to observe anything. If you don't have reasonable suspicion to pull somebody over, all of the evidence should be suppressed. And based on what you said, he's hung out next to the bar, and as soon as the guy got in the car and hit the road, he pulled him over.
That's a great point.
That's a great point. Essentially, yeah. Just pulling him over because he came out of a bar and got in a car, and that is not reasonable suspicion to pull somebody over that a crime had occurred. If that was, everybody who ever left a bar would be subject to being pulled over. You have to observe, you know, weaving, staggered walking when you got to the car. So I say it is a case, and Friebel ends up winning. Everything gets tossed because the officer violated the Fourth Amendment in making the stop.
Great. Denise, what do you say about this?
That's completely logical. I mean, it sounded like Patrolman Paul was lying in wait, right? And it was almost like a sting in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say this. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
What's a weeble?
Uh-huh.
How old?
Yeah, that's why I said Friebel.
Do you remember those?
Of course I do.
And they had the patrolman that wobbled.
This is a Friebel, not a Weeble.
Have you ever heard of Weebles, Cal?
I don't have any idea what that is.
What?
I don't know.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down?
Is that like a toy or something?
Will you put a picture of it up on our Instagram account?
Okay,
no.
Okay.
Todd, go find it and put it up on our Instagram.
I'll do what I can.
Okay. I'm going to say no case. I think it's based on the Weebles, and it's a figment of
Weeble Cal's imagination. Okay, well, that's the logical point, I guess, based on the... You're operating on the Weeble theory.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mr. Penny, what say you?
This is easy.
Case or no case?
Easy. It's a ruse. This whole thing's a ruse. Or a rouse, or whatever you want to call it. A ruse.
A Weeble ruse?
A Weeble ruse, a W-R. I'm telling you right now, this is just something Cal made up. He was thinking about it. The fact that he doesn't understand what Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down, is about a little scary. But
sorry.
Look, this is a scenario that probably happens often, and it's something he wanted to bring up and try to trap our... expert on this, which is Todd Cunin, and I have to do the opposite of Todd anyway, so this is no case. I'm with Denise, which is very scary for you, Denise, because every time I'm with you on it, we lose.
Scary for her, it's scary for our listening audience, is what
I know.
Here. So, and you're just doing that, not that the case made any sense, or it was just like, well.
No, it made sense, but I think.
I truly think
that you are making this up because some of the names, but I have to still, secondarily, I have to go the opposite of Todd, just to, to try to win this dang dinner.
I think that's understandable.
Yes.
Well, let me do this. I'm going to tease our next hour's case or no case while we're waiting here, because next hour we have a case that's up Denise's alley regarding grandparents' rights. So it's an interesting thing next hour. But this hour we still have the matter of Mr. Friebel versus...
He doesn't remember
Officer
that.
Paul.
No, he doesn't remember. I know this is going to be a win for
us. Whatever his name is.
Because he can't remember stuff. I'm telling you
versus
right now.
That guy.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
Patrolman Paul, come on.
855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Better to Instagram us. Hey, just so you know, if you want to go to TikTok, believe it or not, we are TikTokers. I'm at Frederick, and he's A Todd K, and you are
Dirks. Dirkslaw.
Dirkslaw. And that's go to our
and
Instagram.
Radio Law TikTok. Talk.
Radio Law TikTok. Well, we'll be back up.
Okay, never mind. Doesn't matter. We'll be back. We'll continue in just a minute. Don't go away. You've got to remember my names better.
Advertising. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I like the Amador-Joseph Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back to talk about Case or No Case, the finale of Hour 2's Case or No Case. But something really important that we like to have fun. You know, the Case or No Case is fun. Radio Law Talk is fun. But you know what? It's just there's only so much you can listen to talk about the law. This is what I want to do. I want to give somebody that calls in
Or they can tweet us or Instagram us. You can't email us because we don't check our emails till after the show. And tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855 Law Radio and Denise 855 Law Radio. I want you to tell me, and I've been trying to be quiet. I'm not going to be quiet anymore. What is it that I am eating? Listen to it.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. Listen. You can listen. What am I eating during this whole hour and next hour? If you do, you get a T-shirt and you get a mug sent to you free. So tell us, Cal, about case or no case.
Well, you want the answer? Yeah, the answer to that, those of you who say it was a case, may I see that would be Mr. Kunin. And,
Yes.
Those of you who say it was a figment of my fertile imagination,
yes,
that would be Fred and Denise. 2 points for you.
Yay.
Yes. Just having a hard time with the mental image of the fertility of Cal's imagination right now.
Hold on, I got to eat another one of these things. Hold on. This is the sound it makes.
Give us another sound effect there, please.
Listen. Yeah. Can you hear it?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
I have to say that when I eat those, I take the skin off.
Do you?
I do.
Have you ever had them boiled?
Yes.
It seems to be a popular southern dish, is those items boiled. I've never
really?
Had them boiled.
Really?
And
okay,
is that
all
like
right.
They mash them up like
don't
potatoes
give
it, or what?
That's giving them a little. Okay, hold on. Let me do it one more time. Hold on.
Okay.
This shouldn't make the noise.
I mean, do they?
Hold on. Listen.
Yeah. If they're boiled.
And you can't hear that, huh?
No.
Dang it.
How does it work if they're boiled? I'm confused.
Hold on.
Just mash them up, or you just eat them
whole? They're natural, so they have just the taste of it, and not like any salt or any added sugars or anything like that.
Cool. There we go. Just that one taste. Was loud. Did you hear that one? Dang
it. That's good, yeah.
You didn't hear that. Wait, one more time. Here. Oh, dang it. This is not working.
How about this? Wait. Okay, let's...
It's not working. It's not making the noise it normally makes.
Hey, I can give a clue for our listeners in Alaska.
No.
Yeah, they will... Nobody will get it but our Alaska listeners or people that have been to Alaska.
Okay.
This is... Oh, I can't say it because I'll give it away by saying it.
Don't say it. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about... We were talking the first hour about the Supreme Court, and I want to... And the church's issue. I want to move on from that, but I had to bring up one issue. Remember, we're talking about the church. The churches are allowed to open, but on a limited basis. And Governor Newsom, and this is in other states, too, this is happening in different stages, is only allowing those certain percentage, 25%, not to 25% of whatever your congregation is to show up. Not you got to keep your distance, not to exceed 100 people. And we had a caller that called in, and then Todd, go bring up
what
the caller
said. It's 25% of the building's capacity,
right.
Not your congregation, because, you know, as most churches have, you'll have like 1,000 people are members, but only 100 show up on a weekly basis.
Unless it's Easter or Christmas.
Oh, yes, obviously.
But the point is a caller called it, and Todd said the difference is they are requiring Home Depot, Lowe's, et cetera, to do the same thing. And so it's not discriminatory, but a caller called in and said what, Todd?
Yeah, so one caller called in and said, well, some business entities are imposing the limitations on a voluntary basis, like the Home Depot and the Lowe's, and that the California order wasn't directed specifically to them with regard to the 25% ratio. However, other businesses that were noted in the dissent to that case, like restaurants, well, those are still subject to a percentage allowed plus social distancing once they get in. And so to the extent the dissent was saying, well, the law doesn't apply to that type of industry or that type of business, the restaurant, well, yes, it does.
It does. And the restaurants are at the 25% of the occupancy. And why this becomes important, it was because we're going to talk about this in another case in this hour, and that is the occupancy issue, and does that limitation actually impose liability on insurance companies for people that own buildings that cannot be fully occupied?
Right. Okay, so here we go. So Chief Justice Roberts wrote as follows. This is what I want to follow up on. when those broad limits, and that means the broad limits I think he's talking about of a very broad, I guess, scope.
When a restriction is made in a very broad base.
That's exactly. A restriction and broad base are not exceeded. They should not be subject to second guessing by an unelected federal judiciary, which lacks the background, competence, and expertise to assess public health. And is not accountable to the people, is what he said. What do you think about that quote?
I like the quote, but I also think that all swords, well, many swords, are two-edged swords. And right now, we still have a president who is the federal elected official, the head of the executive branch, who has said that if the churches are not opened, he will take action. And I'll be curious to see how the Supreme Court responds when, as an unelected body, when the elected president comes in, if this were to happen, and say the churches need to open to full capacity. And this is based upon the advice I've gotten from the doctors and folks that we have here who have made that assessment. The Supreme Court may have just boxed themselves in and be powerless to overturn it because they just,
executive order.
They just said the unelected judiciary is not competent to override the
executive order, the knowledgeable executive order electorate.
Exactly. it'll be curious to see what happens coming up. Because
judges rule on stuff they don't know about all the time, don't they? Honestly.
Well, yes and no. They rule based upon the arguments made to them.
Yeah.
And the evidence given and experts that they have heard evidence from.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some interesting issues about what's going on with the police officer recently arrested and the cases that he's probably involved in right now that have nothing to do with this case at hand. We'll be back.
We hope you'll stay tuned.
Hey, hold on. Listen.
Okay. Hope you'll stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio stations.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the...
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chaos continues to spread across the country as thousands of protesters descended on city streets demanding justice in the wake of George Floyd's killing in Minneapolis earlier in the week. Demonstrators ignored curfews and vows of a forceful police response to take the Minneapolis streets for a fourth straight night. Banks, gas stations, and even post offices, as well as police stations, were destroyed. In New York, demonstrators blocked the Brooklyn Bridge, while Atlanta, Portland, and Los Angeles also saw violence. The White House was briefly locked down as demonstrators hurled stones at police and security guards. And a 19-year-old man was killed in Detroit after shots were fired into a crowd of people. Governor Tim Walz called the situation on the ground incredibly dangerous and incredibly dynamic. A tense scene grew fiery as hundreds of people stormed the CNN building hours after reporter Omar Jimenez was arrested while on live TV in Minneapolis. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop whining. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So Cal and I were talking during the break with my experiment. If you guys who want a T-shirt, the T-shirts are really cool. They say, we have two T-shirts. Well, they say Radio Law Talk. They're black. And the back says, when you're tired of politics radio. And it's got Radio Law Talk, right? And then the other one says, who needs law school? That's the best one, when you got Radio Law Talk.
Which is one I like to wear.
That's exactly right. And because he plays a lawyer. He plays a lawyer on radio. So, or mug. And Denise will sign it, and I'll sign it, and Todd. Because Todd's probably more famous than all of us. But let's...
Well, in a blind country.
You mean Mark?
Mark Asborn. That's his name in a number of things that he's done out there in Hollywood. Or not Hollywood. But it's not working, Cal, because they're not snapping.
I know.
I think Cal put it best. It's too humid. Somehow, the food that I was eating usually pops. It snaps. And it's kind of dry sometimes if you don't take something to drink. So we're just going to give you hints because it's not working. Because usually to get to the food, you use this pop.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I will give a hint. I will give a hint here. Because Fred said that they usually pop or they snap. He could have said crackle. That is not what we're talking about. There is a food item that has the word snap, crackle, and pop in their slogan, and that is not
all right.
What we're
talking about. My hint is an ex-president said the name of the food on a Sesame Street television
Ooh,
show.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
That would be my hint. Yeah.
All right, 855 Law Radio. Todd, you were going to talk about some issues with the third-degree murder. They are charging him with third-degree murder.
Talking about judges and sometimes not having any expertise in an area, and he's right. When a judge makes a decision in a case, they're not pulling the theories, the legal theories and all this stuff out of thin air. They are essentially ruling on which party made a better argument. You remember the whole Obamacare thing, and everyone's
yep.
talking about how Justice Roberts came up with this idea and that saved Obama? No. If you read the legal briefs, Justice Roberts agreed with the argument that was being made by the government with regard to whether or not it was a penalty or a tax. He didn't make that up. It was something that was argued, and it's very important that judges don't base their decision on things that are beyond the evidence that has been presented in the case. And with that, I present
to you... So they can't go outside what was given to them.
That's right. I give you the case of the unlicensed song that was used in a burlesque documentary.
What does burlesque mean, Todd?
Well, I think that people can go and look that up, but let's just say it involves...
Interesting thing.
It involves people that may start out not scantily clad, but getting more and more scantily clad as the performance goes on.
It's usually like body jokes,
yes.
You know, that type of stuff. So it's not just limited to striptease, so to speak.
Yeah.
But it builds upon itself.
Like pin the tail on the donkey.
Of sorts. So anyway, back in 2017 on Netflix, the show Burlesque, a documentary,
right.
was released. And in the show, for 8 seconds.
8 seconds.
For
less
eight
than the 15.
Seconds, while a performer did what she called a dance called the Reverse Mermaid.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what
reverse
that is.
Reverse Mermaid.
The Reverse Mermaid.
Okay, I'm thinking about that one.
No cowgirls, just mermaids. And the song played in the background, or that she was dancing to, was a children's song called Fish Sticks and Tater Tots. And, again, for 8 seconds that song was played. Well, the writers, the people that wrote the song, Fish Sticks and Tater Tots, sued the documentary and the producers, claiming a copyright infringement. That suit took place, I believe, in the Eastern District Court in New York, I want to say. That doesn't really matter. What matters is that the judge...
This is? All right, don't just stop. Less than 8 seconds.
Well, right. I was going to start dancing, but, you know, the path...
That was
in.
It, huh?
He was doing the Reverse Mermaid, let's be honest.
Wow. Yeah, guess what? Like we always say in Radio Law Talk, guess what happened, Todd? They just got free publicity.
They did.
All
they
over
did.
The country from us.
I got Radio Talk blocked there. So, okay. Anyway, the judge ruled... Now, mind you, the judge ruled at an early phase in the proceedings before any discovery had been exchanged between parties. The judge ruled that this was not a case of copyright infringement, that the plaintiffs did not show sufficiently any of the four factors that you're supposed to show, transformation, purpose, use, all that kind of stuff, and ruled that...
All right, don't give them any more publicity, Kyle.
...that the case should be dismissed, not only dismissed, but dismissed with prejudice, meaning they could not file it again.
Wow.
And the court made rulings, said that it was unlikely, for example, on the effect of marketability, that any parent would see the documentary and immediately run out and want to buy the song for their children.
Well, wait a minute.
It was a whole different market, in other words.
Let's assume they did. What are the damages? What are the damages?
What's the downside to that?
You get your they download it and pay you for your...
I know.
What are you talking
Fred,
about?
I agree with you. And that would be something that the plaintiff and defense would have to argue about after discovery had been exchanged. But for the court to make that ruling
before
anything had happened, I think this is a case that's ripe for appeal.
It is.
I think it's going to be appealed, and I think that the court is going to, my opinion is the court will say that it was a premature judgment adversely affecting the plaintiffs. At a minimum, should have allowed the case to be refiled. But, you know, the only thing, as I was reading about this case, my thought was the judge seems to have an odd amount of information about this case. In light of the fact that no discovery was actually transmitted back and forth.
Now, like they do in criminal cases, do they go to the actual site or area to do an investigation?
Well, you know, in my practice as a criminal law attorney, as a former prosecutor, I always like to thoroughly vet the information that I was prosecuting or defending.
So. But I'm saying they rule on water rights, some forestry matters, some really complicated issues on which they have no educational expertise. They simply have to rely on the legal arguments and the people who lay out the stuff before them.
Yeah. Well, they do. Well, that's what judges do. They rely on experts.
Right.
And so does juries.
Right. And in the Burlesque case, certainly this show was designed to go to a mature audience, of which the judge was one of them.
Right.
Or age mature. Or immature, but could have been, like Todd, it could have been his age.
I've always wondered about that. They say for mature audiences, like only kids in eighth grade stand around, say potty words, and look at pictures of naked girls, and somehow that's mature.
Is it?
I don't understand that.
Eighth grade, you said?
Well, and Todd.
But that's all I want to say about that. We'll get back to what you were originally coming
into. Did someone call in?
Yeah, congratulations. We've got a couple calls. One guy said Pop Rocks. I said no. Guy said salt peanut, which is what Jimmy Carter said on Sesame Street.
Yes, that's exactly right. I was eating peanuts.
So Josh from Cameron Park, California, will get himself a mug. We have to send it to him.
Josh.
You guys have to sign it, and we have to send it to him.
And, did you get his size?
Huh?
Did you get his address?
Wait, is he getting a mug or a t-shirt?
He's getting a t-shirt, too.
Oh.
Okay, that's okay. Then he'll get a larger t-shirt.
Well, you know, he might want a larger.
Josh, you could call back in at 855.
No, he said his family would be most upset if he wore the t-shirt around.
What?
Well, I don't know. Apparently,
I'm sending it for sure. I'm sending him the t-shirt for sure. Which one should we send him? The who needs a law school?
Yes.
We'll send the one that says who needs law school when you can listen to Radio Law Talk. Cal, you got his information.
I have it. Yep.
Thank you, Josh. You're getting a t-shirt and you're getting a mug.
And the t-shirt will make good packing so the mug doesn't break.
Yes. Really. And you know what's interesting? Yeah. They weren't. It's like the peanuts were not popping. You know, you pop them and you eat the inside. You just pop it and it just tastes so good. But it was like kind of wet.
Something very visceral about that when it happens. It's very satisfying, isn't it?
So we do, you know, we do have a sad situation going on in our country right
me.
Now.
I love peanuts.
Yeah, we like to have fun and enjoy. But there is a sad situation going on right now in the country, you know, with this corona virus, you know, the country's already, you know, struggling and down, and now we have an officer that just innocent until proven guilty. I will say that, but doggone it, there are some rogue officers out there. But we have to talk about what happens when we come back from the break to those cases that an officer is already the main investigating officer or on a case, and now he's in jail. What happens with him as a witness? What happens with those cases? Maybe if I'm arrested type of guy from this officer, I'm going, whew, glad he arrested me, not someone else, because now they might be able to get off. We'll be back after this and talk about it with Todd, the former prosecutor.
We have troubling questions coming up on Radio Law Talk after we take our break. Don't go away.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Protogrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Protogrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, we posed a very interesting question about what's going on in our country now with the riots and the travesty that occurred and this police officer that has been arrested for third-degree murder. And we're going to sidetrack and look at, you know, step up and look at the legal issues here. What happens to all those cases that officer's actually on that are prior to this incident that occurred? What happens, Todd, Mr. Former Prosecutor?
Yeah, so let's just do a little hypothetical. Let's say that this officer who was recently arrested, let's say 2 weeks ago he had arrested somebody for a DUI, right? And he's the only officer. It happened at whatever time of day. He pulls the person over. He is the person who observed the reasons for the stop. This gets back to your case or no case.
Patrolman Paul.
Yes, Patrolman Paul. He's the one that observed and is able to say why he pulled the guy over, the observations of intoxication, the field sobriety tests, and then he takes him in to get the blood test. Let's say it's a blood test, not a breath test, even though it wouldn't matter either way. And let's say the test comes back at a 0.15. 5, right? Clearly over the legal limit. Well, what happens now if that officer is in custody, charged with a crime? What happens to that case? It hasn't even been arraigned yet.
Can I answer?
Yes.
Can I just say, as a layman, I'm not going to talk lawyer. As a layman, I would think, well, that goes against his veracity or his ability to tell the truth.
Credibility.
My argument is, as a defense, I was not drunk, and yeah, I blew, but he pulled me over for the wrong reason, or illegally pulled me over, and he forged or made up what I really blew. I really didn't blow a .15. I actually blew a .2, and he blew it himself, and he was drunk. You see what I'm saying?
Again, so... That's why I said blood test, because the blood is usually pulled by the defendant.
Gotcha.
It's a phlebotomist that pulls the blood.
You're saying pose.
And so let's just say there's no question with what the blood alcohol level was, hypothetically. And so the question is, what happens to that case, or any case, where an officer is either no longer employed or is facing charges for some misconduct or something that, if true, would substantially impair that officer's credibility? And what law enforcement or prosecutors will do is, first, they will look to see if there's any other witness to any of that, of the officer's observation. So if two patrolmen were working one night and the other officer saw the same things, then you could go forward. But if there is no other witness for those, then the prosecution really has no choice but to dismiss the case.
What if he has a camera on? Can they take the video and have that stand alone like they do stoplight cameras these days?
No, because he has to testify that it was on his body and that he's the one that took the picture. That he has to basically provide the foundation for that camera and that use of the camera and that video.
Okay, so I'll go back and give you a technical definition here. So what would you want to do? You would want to play that camera, the statements made, you would want to play that for a jury, right?
Sure.
You would want to play that for an officer. Now, the statement was made in the field at the time of the arrest or at the time of the DUI. So it wasn't a statement made in court. It was made out of court, right? And you want the jury to believe that statement for the truth of what's in the video, right? That is an out-of-court statement being offered for the truth of the matter in the statement, and that's the definition of hearsay.
Right.
Exactly.
And if you don't have the witness there subject to cross-examination, it's a Sixth Amendment violation because they can't confront the witnesses against them, and you have an issue there with
right.
that.
Right. Another example would be when he blew into the tester. Well, those testers have to be calibrated. They have to be maintained, and they have to be tested and calibrated at a certain point. If that officer was the one that did the calibration, then that testing information is not going to be admissible.
Yeah, but he's saying that when they took him in, they drew blood. And
well, I know. I'm just hitting out the evidence that is getting
but
knocked
right,
out.
Interestingly, right. That's how people have beaten those traffic camera, red light cameras, if in fact they have, is... I want to talk to my witness. I want to confront him. This is just a camera. It's not a person. I want to talk to who initiated this information and before. And there's been a guy, I think, in California twice and once in Texas, who actually beat those red light traffic cameras in that fashion.
I used to sit in traffic court, and they beat them all the time in Sacramento. And it's because it's a custodial issue. It's because who maintains the camera, who takes that information that's on the video, they have to come to court and they have to testify as to the chain of custody.
Yes, but the picture itself would not be hearsay, because the picture itself would come in under, does the picture accurately reflect the circumstance at the time? It's the foundation for entering a picture, but you would have to call the person that maintained the camera to say that it was functioning properly.
Okay.
And the traffic lights.
Yes, but getting back, but we're talking about traffic lights and we're getting away from the issue here. Ultimately, they would have to dismiss the case, because the other thing that wouldn't have, Cal, is the body cam would not have captured the reason for the stop. That body cam doesn't activate until he finally flips the lights on and gets out and goes up to the car, but that's not going to occur as the officer is following him trying to figure out what the reason for the stop was. And given that he can say just about anything, the veracity is highly suspect, and DAs would be faced with the position if there's no other corroborating evidence to have to dismiss those cases.
Okay, so here's an alternative. Why couldn't they bring him in his jumpsuit, you know, handcuffed, to testify about it? Yeah. Now, they can go into his veracity and what type of police officer he is, but how does that change the fact that that person was driving and they drew that person's blood at a .15? He'll testify everything, and it's up to the jury to determine whether or not they believe him. But they drew his blood. So why can't he, like any other witness that leaves court to testify, why can't he come testify?
And the witness is innocent until he's proven guilty of something.
Okay, so yeah, I'm the police officer under testimony in that case, and I'm coming out of jail, and I'm going to be cross-examined by the defense.
Yes. And, you know, isn't it true that you are currently facing charges for related to the death of an individual during your arrest?
Objection. Fifth Amendment.
And as soon as he starts pleading
right.
the fifth
he
for
won't
that,
talk.
He won't talk, and anything that he says
You're right,
goes
Denise.
Away.
Good one. That's, he won't talk.
It's just, at some point, the DA has to look at it and say, even if we get to a jury, and even if all of those things happen, I think public sentiment is going to be known about that guy, and nobody's going to believe a thing that he says, and we'll just be spinning our wheels trying to prosecute something that's going to get tossed.
Now, here's the deal. Now, let's take it a step further. What about if he's the main witness to a more serious crime, a rape, not a witness, but he's the leading investigating officer, a rape or let's say a battery, an assault, a domestic violence. Now you got a victim that is being denied,
Now, in those cases, there's a higher degree of likeliness that another officer was present when statements were made. And so that's why the DA has to look at these on a case-by-case basis and decide, okay, is there a way that we can get the evidence in, satisfying all of the foundational hurdles, without having to call this person as a witness?
Right.
So if there was a partner, somebody else there, then they can do that.
And you have the victim itself as testimony. The victim can testify.
Right.
Yes. And remember also that with regard to officer testimony in victim-oriented cases, because the officer is hardly ever a percipient witness to the crime as it was occurring. They're always called in after the fact, right?
But they have evidence. They're going to testify of the evidence.
So at trial, what usually happens is the officer testifies, or the need for the officer to testify, is if a witness at trial says something different than what they told the officer.
Got it.
And in that case, the officer could conceivably come in to testify simply to say, to answer these questions. Did you meet with this person on such and such a date, officer wearing the jumpsuit? Yes, I did. Did you record the conversation?
Yes, I did.
Is this a copy of the conversation? Did you listen to it? Yes, it is. Is it true and correct based on your recollection? It is. Then they play the tape, and they don't have to rely on the officer.
No, that's wrong, because the officer says, I plead the fifth.
Well, the officer should also be asked about, did he take that recording?
Well, my point is, you're saying that officer's not going to say anything about anything.
If the officer agrees to testify. However, they are subpoenaed, and if they don't, then they're facing additional charges.
No, they could show up, and they could still plead the fifth. So
they could.
We're going to be back hour three. We're going to talk about Weinstein, the Trump Twitter, and coronavirus lawsuits. And we have another case or no case coming up that Cal is going to allow Denise and I to probably win so we can catch up with Todd.
Don't be disturbed. There's another hour of Radio Law Talk coming right up on this radio station and or on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.